Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today I've got for you a couple of classic entitled parent stories, so sit back, relax, and let's jump straight into them. Entitled aunt finds out I'm engaged, freaks out when she realizes who to. I've been meaning to make this for a while, and it happened about 7 years ago, and it still makes me laugh. So for some backstory, at the time this happened, I was just 32. I'm an army vet and was shot 7 months earlier and was still recovering. Wow. My girlfriend, Katie, was also in the army and she came home from deployment and we decided to finally come out to our parents as lesbian. And when we did, our parents were very accepting, thankfully. My mum was from a very Christian family who were openly racist, homophobic, sexist, classist, and probably many other things I'm forgetting. Now, my mum was the youngest child and was picked on a lot by her family. It only got worse once I and my older sister came into existence. Now, I am ginger, and I was always roughhousing with the boys in primary school and nursery, and I have never worn a dress. They like girls to be delicate, pretty, stay-at-home mums at 20, and have kids. Think of their disgust and outrage when I spent 5 years in cadets, earned my black belt in taekwondo, and joined the army the week before my 18th birthday. So they already hated me, and since I didn't give a flip, I still don't, family dinners usually ended in stern looks from my parents to shut up. When this happened, Katie was still in the army and had received new deployment orders not long before. She was due to leave in 2 weeks, and we were together as much as possible because we knew how much we would miss each other. Now onto the story. My mother had not much choice, so she had to host a family dinner at our family home. We are fairly well off, and had a larger dining room than my grandparents, who were the only others who lived in Glasgow like us. I was living at home then, since my parents didn't want me on my own whilst I was recovering, and Katie and I were looking for a place for ourselves around the time this went down. So, Katie and I were talking in my room when they arrived. We had dinner, my mum and dad were forced to listen to my entitled aunt's political views, and frankly, screwed up opinions. My sister Amy, Katie, our cousin and I were talking to ourselves at the other end of the table and ignoring them. Our cousin wasn't bigoted or homophobic or anything, and we trusted her, so Katie and I told her of our engagements. We were mainly talking about the army. My entitled aunt thought Katie was just a friend staying with us. Now, I committed a mortal sin in front of her. I had a beer, another thing she believed girls shouldn't drink. Now, Amy had a glass of wine, but my entitled aunt said that wasn't as bad because Amy was a proper lady. Now, anyone who's argued with my sister knows she isn't, but never mind. My entitled aunt said, "What are you doing?
Having a beer?
You can't have that.
Why?
You shouldn't be drinking." She then turns to my dad, "Control your sinning daughter."
My dad just said, "She's 32. She can have a bloody beer."
"No man will marry a girl like you."
I was wearing my engagement ring and had a smug look on my face as I held it towards her. "What was that, EA?" She spluttered a little bit.
"Well, where is he then? Have your parents met him?"
"Yes," she cuts me off.
"You kissed him yet?"
"Yes."
My entitled aunt had a shocked Pikachu face.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
"Stay, stay away from your cousin, you'll corrupt her."
Now, my cousin was 28, and I knew for a fact she'd slept with her boyfriend. I lost my cool. I probably would have hit her, but Katie jumped up to hold me back. my dad was angry too. Katie and I cooled off in my room for a bit before going back to the living room, and we talked with our cousin Aunt Amy. She apologised for about 5 minutes straight. This time, both Katie and I were having a beer. She was sitting beside me on the sofa, and my entitled aunt comes back, sees me with my beer, and snatches it from me.
How could you still be drinking when I told you not to?
I don't have to listen to you, aunt.
Does your stupid fiancé know about this? Do you have his permission?
Yes.
Call him then. Go on.
Katie excused herself and I saw her look. I knew what to do then. I take up my phone and flip through the recent call log to find Katie's number. As soon as she saw the number named Sweetheart, she snatched my phone and called the number. Katie whispers something to Amy and she nearly bursts out laughing. Katie picked up from across the room. Her phone was on silent, so we didn't hear it ring. The second it connected, my stupid aunt started on a rant about how trashy I'd been acting and how drunk I was. I was on my second beer and completely sober. Katie was laughing and my entitled aunt ended with a question.
Do you allow her to act so trashy and drink all the time? She'll corrupt my daughter.
Katie said, I don't have to let my fiancé drink. She does what she wants. The realization suddenly dawned on her. Her mouth opened like a fish, gaping at us. Amy was in hysterics. Now, since I don't give a flip, I patted the space beside me on the sofa, looking at Katie. Come on, honey, we've only got 2 weeks until you leave me. Katie grinned, walked over to lie beside me on the sofa, as the entitled aunt was still gaping. She yelled something about corrupting her daughter a bit more, threw my phone on the ground, and ran to my parents, and yelled at them for having such sinful daughters and supporting the work of Satan. I have other stories of her and other entitled parents from my work if people want to hear. Sorry for the long read. No, I enjoyed every second of it. Well, yeah, I mean, telling someone not to drink when they are 32 years of age is pretty insane. And then just, you know, being openly homophobic as well. I mean, well, was it homophobic? Maybe she just didn't realise it. And that's fair enough. But yeah, maybe she didn't realise. I'm being a little bit harsh there, I think. Overall, great story though. Really enjoyed it. Let's move on to the next one.
The swings are only for my kid.
This story is my account of what happened before Corona, this is, by the way. I was on the swings at my country club with my sister one day, just talking and having a good time. I was 7 and my sister was about 6. An entitled mum and her entitled kid walk up to us. The entitled mum said,
"My angel says you won't let him on the swings. Is that true?"
I was scared at this point. No. Remember, I'm 7 and I'm not used to having angry Karens coming out of nowhere and yelling at me.
"How dare you call my angel a liar? He told me so and he never lies."
I say, remember, I'm still scared, almost shaking.
I'm sorry, but I didn't say he could not go on the swing. Oh, I'm sorry. "Where is your mother? I need to tell her how rude you were to me and my son."
Now, this was the oldest trick in the book. I pointed at the nearest woman and said, "Her," as fast as possible, and booked it for my real mum. That's very clever. My mum sees us and runs over.
"What happened?"
Me and my sister say, "Some lady started yelling at us for no reason." My sister didn't talk during the initial Karen attack because she was on the verge of tears. Remember, we are 7 and 6 years old.
"Where is she? I need to go talk to her."
"Over there," I say, pointing. My mum walks over to the entitled mum, who is now in a lawn chair. "Hey, were my kids being disrespectful to you?" My mum takes a strategy of killing them with kindness.
"Yes, they were not letting my kid go on the swings."
"Oh, I'm sorry, but I saw what happened and I did not see your kids say anything to my kids and they didn't say anything either."
"Are you calling my son a liar? How dare you?"
The entitled kid starts running in the background. I take notice and realize what he is doing. He is running directly towards the swings. Now me, being the petty little 7-year-old that I was, took off running trying to save our swings. My sister soon realized too and started running. We beat him there by a second and he jumped right on my swing anyway with me on it. I pushed him off and the following ensues. The entitled kid jumps up to the tower next to the swings with a handful of wood chips from the floor of the playground and throws them like carpet bombs, getting me and my sister very dirty. His entitled mum then comes running over with my mum close behind.
"You hurt my baby, you little..."
My mum interrupts. "They are children. Watch your mouth." Yes, my mum was that kind of parent.
"Well, they hurt him, and I will not stand by while you let your kids make all of their own decisions on their own.
They're their own decisions. Wait, what? They are rude and hurtful and should have never been allowed to come here. Keep in mind that this is a members-only club, and you need a friend to be there or ready to sponsor you, so it is hard to get into. The entitled mum grabs my arm and throws me off the swings nearly to the ground. Now, a country club employee gets involved. He has seen the whole thing. Mom, I'm gonna need to ask you to leave this family alone, or you will be asked to leave. Your child threw wood chips all over these kids here, and they did nothing wrong. The entitled mum says, it was them, pointing at us. They attacked my kids and were going to attack me. They pushed my baby off the swings and were going to attack me. Mom, I'm going to need to ask you to leave. No, it was those little monsters. Now. The entitled mum grabs her kids and leaves. Finally. Yeah, I mean, for me, the funniest part of any entitled parent story is when an entitled parent just blatantly lies and then gets called out on their lies by someone that has seen the whole event unfold. Like, in this instance, the employee saw everything that happened. Like, you can't, like, try and kid him. You can't lie to him. He's seen it all. If you lie to him, it just shows that your story is a load of bull. And yeah, you're gonna get kicked out. I'm sorry about that, Karen, but that's the way it works. Also, that kid, he's a little sneaky one, isn't he? He was going along with what his mum was saying, and then secretly, when they were in an argument together, you know, OP, your sister, your mum, and the entitled mum, and even, you know, the employee at the end, he was like, you know, I'm going to sneak off and go on a swing. This is all a big plan. I don't know how old that kid was, but he's going to grow up to be the next genius, that's for sure. I love that plan. Very, very good stuff from him. It was a bit cheeky, but yeah, very good stuff nonetheless. I advocate that. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this entitled parents video. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did, drop a like on the video, comment your opinions on these two stories down below. I firstly want to hear, was the first woman homophobic, in your opinion? Secondly, if you want more content, videos are up on screen right here and here. I'll chuck two up, why not? And also, subscribe over here, please do. And one last thing as well, if you want to check out my merch, that is the best way to support the channel. That's on screen, click my face. And if you want to see Redditor uncensored videos, that is also on the screen, the blue icon with the yellow R. Go and click it for even more content that you're gonna love. Trust me, and I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new video. Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.